This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Health officials say there are more than 3,700 cases of COVID-19 in Colorado, an increase of roughly 300 since yesterday. And 17 more people have died, bringing the state total to 97. More than 700 are hospitalized. There are also four new outbreaks at residential and non-hospital healthcare facilities, bringing that total to 21. Denver and other local governments have filed federal lawsuits against e-cigarette maker Juul, alleging racketeering and fraud. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Denver, Jefferson County, and Eagle County filed separate suits, accusing Juul and Altria, maker of Marlboro, of conspiring to market e-cigarettes to young people. The suit claims that e-cigarette use is a public health crisis that falls on the shoulders of local governments to manage. The lawsuit alleges that the same illegal tactics used by Big Tobacco years ago have merely been repurposed for e-cigarettes. Requests for comment from Juul and Altria were not immediately returned. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A top judge in El Paso and Teller counties has canceled jury duty through the third week of April to reduce coronavirus risks. Defendants still have to go to scheduled meetings so judges can determine next steps. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the delays raise questions about defendants' rights to a speedy trial. 24 with light snow in Denver. It's 25 and cloudy in Vail. This is CPR News.